Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your backyard aren't exactly comfortable, and while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We got word maybe a week or so ago that there was a spate of thefts of Japanese imported cars. This has been happening for a while. I remember talking to someone last year whose little car was stolen from outside her house. But there's a spate of it recently, and there's a gang involved of it, and there's social media videos boasting about it. And we've been getting these messages to say, lads, could you look into this? Could you look into this? I'm getting them now for the last week and a half, but it's always better to talk to someone who's actually been there and been through it. Kelly, your car was stolen, I think, while you were at work in Mahon Point. Morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yes, I was working in Fraser's on Patrick's Day. I was doing a shift from 3 until 7. Mm-hmm. And I parked my car in P4.
Mahon Point, yeah.
Yes. It's the only part of the car park that employees are allowed to park in. So, went into work, came out after my shift at 7 o'clock, and lo and behold, my car was gone.
Right.
So, I went back into security and I told them my car was missing. And I was asked, was I sure I parked there? And I said, yes, I'm very sure. And the security guard came out with me into the car park. We looked around, he said, I'm going to have to make sure that it's not in any of the other car parks, so don't ring the guards until then. And I said, fine. And he came back into me a few minutes later and he said, look, your car is definitely not here. Mm-hmm. You'll have to ring the guards. So that's exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. And he had been onto the control room during that time and they looked through the footage and the car had been taken at 5 p.m.
It's a little Aqua, little Toyota import.
Yes, so it's a Jap import. It's a white Toyota Aqua. I wasn't aware of how easily robbed that they were because there's no immobilizer. When I bought the car, I wasn't made aware that there was no immobilizer. I thought it was a regular thing that every single car that was relatively new had an immobilizer.
Yes.
But it wasn't the case. So, you know, the guard came, took my statement, and he said, you know, chances are it could be found burnt out or it could come back in an awful condition. We'll just have to go and investigate and see. And they took stills of the video footage the Mahon Point Shopping Centre had also. I went home. I was in an awful state, because my car is my livelihood. Yeah. I also have a full-time job in Ringaskiddy. So, you know, getting from A to B is imperative for me.
Yeah.
So to say I was devastated was an understatement. Mm. And I was inside in bed on Sunday night and my phone beeped because I'd shared the post so many times on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was constantly beeping and I was kind of hoping with the power of sharing and social media that somebody would have spotted it.
Yeah.
And I got a message from the person who claimed to have stolen my car saying, catch me if you can. Ha ha ha.
Oh, God.
And then he came in underneath it with another message saying your car has been burnt out and all. And he put a few emojis after that then, such as laughing faces, flames, medals and things like that. His friends started to like the post, what he'd written, and I managed to do a bit of investigating and all that. Found his friends. He happened to be 16. He's turning 17 next month. And it just broke my heart.
Yeah.
Not only did he see my car, but he had to rub my nose in it as well.
Wow, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. Now, so, you got your insurance, I think. You are covered for this, I take it.
So, I'm fully comp insurance-wise. But obviously, as my car hadn't been recovered, it's going to take that little bit longer, I think. So they sent out an investigator, and he was a lovely man. He said, this seems to be going on wholesale at the moment. He had been to the Manboyne Shopping Centre on more than one occasion, and around that general Blackrock area, because similar cars to mine had been stolen.
They're targets because the youngsters know that they don't have an immobiliser in them. So
that's exactly it.
And you're hearing more about... Now, we got messages, Kelly, running up to St. Patrick's Day, that there was a space of it. You've got more messages about that now.
I have. So, obviously, because I've shared my post far and wide, and I do have a huge group of friends, and they've shared it, people have been messaging me back. Like, another person came back and said, I live around the corner from Manpoint. My car was stolen 2 hours after yours, and it was found burnt out down by Carey's. You know, and another girl came in and said my car was stolen from Douglas Court. They seem to be targeting shopping centres.
Yeah.
Because they can blend in easy.
Yeah.
As well, you know, if you're confident enough walking up to a car, you don't look like you're out of place, nobody's going to question it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How old is the car?
I have the car 3 years, and it was a 142.
I see. Now, in the last few hours, you've had word that the car has been found.
Yes, I have.
That's great news. Or is that great news or what?
Well, I won't know until the insurance company look at it. The guard that rang me, he said, your car has been found. It wasn't burnt out. The outside of it doesn't look too bad, but he said the inside is absolutely horrific. What? Someone was living in it.
Living in it?
Yeah, so there was a sleeping bag and food and the whole lot.
Right.
So not great.
Right. I take it they weren't living in it because they were homeless. They were living in it because they could for the mess.
Yes. Like, the guy says to me, do you keep your car relatively clean? And I said, yes, I do. He said, do you smoke? I said, no, I don't. He said, so we can take it that all the cigarette butts that are inside in the car are belonging to the people who were using the car during the period in which it was missing.
Yeah.
And the water, I did my shopping during the weekend, and I had 24 pack of water in the boot that I just hadn't brought in home, and they managed to drink that too and leave all the bottles on the inside of the car. And he said it's just absolutely saturated and disgusting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a matter of seeing
they took it for a mess, Kelly.
Oh, that's exactly why they took it. And the thing is, because they're underage, PJ, there's nothing that can be done about it.
Yeah. It's the same problem as the people causing havoc in retail shops. They're just young thugs, and there's little or nothing you can do about it. There's a gang supposed to be doing this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have it up on TikTok. You know, they post their TikTok posts, which I believe TikTok should remove. They post under Toker's Hottest, and anyone can log into TikTok and type in Toker's Hottest, and you see exactly what they get up to. It's beyond a joke, PJ. The guards' hands are tied.
Yeah.
Because the law isn't on their side, because they're minors. You know, I suppose garages, I believe, should tell you there's no immobiliser in your car and say, look, for an extra £500 or £600, we can fit one.
Yeah.
Or we can fit an alarm, give you the option at least, you know, give you the information so you can make the informed decision as to whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
You know, if it had cost me an extra 500 or 600 quid to fit in a mobilizer and an alarm, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Apart from the dirt now, you still don't know whether when you sit into it, it'll start.
The drive. Yeah, that's the other side of it.
You'd hope it will.
100% hope it will, because I need my car.
Yeah. Let's hope it all works out, Kelly. Let's hope that other than the dirt, the car is fine.
Hopefully. Like the guy said, I don't know whether it's running or not because it had been clamped where it was, but he said the inside is just horrific.
All right. We're going to try and get some advice for people about these immobilizers. There must be some place that fits them relatively cheaply, or dead switches, or whatever you can put into them.
Yeah.
I'm just glad the news is good for you today. Kelly, thanks.
No problem, PJ. Thank you for taking the call.
Kelly, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Sinead, another car stolen on Patrick's Day. Evening to you. Or morning to you, rather.
Morning, PJ. My car was taken from outside my parents' house on Patrick's night. It had been parked there all day. Mm. And my dad was coming out and he heard them bump my sister's car and he just seen them flying off down the road in it.
Wow. Okay. Little Mazda Demio.
Yeah, it was a Mazda Demio.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
So, worse again is an hour later it was burnt out. How did you find that out?
So we reported to the guards straight away. They came down and they were reviewing the CCTV in my mum and dad's, and they actually got a call while they were sitting there. They were in my house for about 40 minutes and they got a call while they were sitting there to say they found the car, and then the next words that came out were it was burned out.
An hour later?
Less, I'd say, than an hour later, yeah.
So they took it from outside your dad's house?
Yeah.
Took it for a spin and burnt it out.
Yeah, they found it out by Carey's car store.
Oh, yeah. There's a bit of wasteland there. Was that where they found it, yeah?
Yeah, so if you drive past Carey's car store and you head towards the Hyundai garage at the back.
Yes.
There's kind of a place down there, I suppose, teenagers, they know it locally as the Weller. They're all down there all the time, gangs of them and things. So, yeah.
So how did you feel when you heard that your lovely motor car had been burnt out?
Oh, I was devastated. I was disgusted. My small one was there as well. Like, she was only 5 and she was hysterical because she had things in the car. You know, she had a new scooter for her birthday was in the car. Other bits and pieces, like her favourite doll and her teddy and stuff.
No.
I had my purse in the car. There was money in there. Everything. She was just completely heartbroken. So was I. I didn't know what to think. To see them just driving off in the car as well, you know, we were all just coming out to the door as my dad was shouting, and they didn't care. And then there was videos circulating afterwards all over TikTok and stuff. They were putting things in their own names, they were putting them on fake pages, rallying my car up and down the road, and not a care in the world.
So they filmed themselves in your car. Did they film the car burning out?
I haven't seen anything of it burning out, no, but there's gangs of them down that place and they're just racing the car up and down the road doing all sorts. They even filmed themselves robbing the car. There was someone down the road recording the two people that were breaking into my car.
Oh, for God's
sake. And he actually posted it on his own TikTok account afterwards, which was forwarded to me.
And these are just kids, Sinead, like they're only youngsters.
From what I've heard, like the guard said, there's gangs of them all over the city. But from what I've heard and what I've after seen online, like, it's a gang out in Toker.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware. And they are meant to be very young. Like, they're under 18.
Yeah, which makes it almost impossible to do anything about it from a guard's point of view. How have your insurance company been dealing with this?
They were kind of quick enough. Someone came out to talk to me the other day and kind of run through things and take a statement off me. But they just said they don't know how long it's going to take. It's all a process and it's just I have to wait.
Will you get covered?
I could be weeks without a car.
Yeah,
I had insurance. Yeah, thankfully.
Yeah. Did you get a courtesy car?
No, unfortunately. I'm actually a learner driver. My test was due today. I had to cancel it during the week because there was no way I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't be in the right mindset anyway after that happening to you, you know?
No, no. And your mom, you're saying, is having to drop your little girl to school and all that now, so...
Yeah, so she came down for it today. She had to come down, get up extra early this morning. And, like, I'm not living in Mahon. I'm living outside of Mahon. So she had to come and get my daughter this morning. But this was the first day she got to school all week because, like, they had other things on. They were doing other things. And, like, she was very upset as well. She didn't want to go to school either, you know, on Monday or Tuesday.
And you weren't warned when you were buying the car. No one told you that these Demios, they're one of the ones,
no.
They come without an immobiliser.
No. So it was actually my first car and I went to Dublin to get it. And yeah, the garage never informed me of anything. They ran through the car. It was a nice little car when we got up there. Was kind of happy with enough with it. And they never informed me of any security features or anything that they didn't have.
Yeah. And you would have spent a couple of quid to put in the mobiliser if you were told you needed one.
If I had known, yeah, I would have, like, secured the car a bit better, definitely, yeah. Like, a lot of people are buying these cars and not being told at all, and the cars aren't properly secure. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's hoping that the insurance company can sort you out sooner rather than later. Sorry to hear about the car being burnt out. Sinead, thank you very much. And when the driving test comes around again, good luck with it.
Thanks, PJ.
And cheers, Sinead. So that's Sinead's story there and Kelly's story just before it. There's a spate of these thefts. My daughter's car was stolen twice within 6 months, a white Toyota Aqua from outside her apartment in Wilton. Teenagers as young as 13. Dee says if a child steals a car, then their parents should be the one facing justice. 100% Dee, 100%. Hi, PJ. This isn't a new thing. My car was stolen by the same gang Christmas week. It ruined my Christmas. I was traumatized. I came across videos of my car being joyridden a few days later. It was all over TikTok. You could see names and faces. I sent it to the investigating Garda, but nothing's happened since. They're clearly still at it. You can see them driving on the wrong side of the road. They're doing 170, 180 kilometers. They're going to kill someone soon if they aren't stopped. I was also told my car had no immobiliser when I bought it. It should be illegal to sell a car without an immobiliser. I'm in touch with 4 or 5 other people now who've had their cars taken by this gang. They're causing huge amounts of stress and upset to people, but they seem to think it's hilarious to terrorise innocent people. My car was found, but written off. It was so badly damaged, I couldn't replace it with the amount my insurance would pay out, so it's after costing me a fortune that I frankly can't afford. Something seriously needs to be done. Yeah. Brian says they should take the social welfare or children's allowance off of the parents if the children are found to be doing it. If you're a 13, 14, 15-year-old is caught doing this, Brian is suggesting that your children's allowance or your child welfare, whatever, child benefit allowance, be stopped. And if you're on social welfare, it should be stopped. Like, go further if you happen to be working, that your wages should be docked so you pay for the damage. Yeah, if teenagers are out in the evenings or the mornings or the middle of the day robbing cars, joyriding them, burning them out, destroying them, terrorizing people, putting property in danger, the legislation doesn't cover them. They know it, the little buggers. So start punishing the parents. And I make no apology for saying that. Start punishing the parents. If your 13 or 14-year-old is out in the evening time and you don't know where they are, that's on you. Back to stolen cars, though. Japanese imported cars, a spate of it out there. Running now, I think, but the sounds of what we're getting for months. Paul, it's rampant, you say. Morning.
Good morning, Peter. Yeah, it's absolutely mental. few thieves going around stealing these cars, and you know, they're putting their own lives in danger, and they're putting members of the public's lives in danger as well, because they're driving these cars erratically.
Yes.
You know, they don't care about the owners of the car, and they don't care about members of the public are driving on the roads. You know, but look, it's just the security features in these cars, there's none.
Yeah, they're targeting the Jap imports because, for some reason, they come in without immobilizers or any kind of a safety device. And the evidence seems to be they're being sold onto people without being warned of this too.
They're definitely not being told. And, you know, like, it's even something as simple as insurance companies sending a notice out to these people who have a Japanese import, to not letting them know that your car may not have security features in it.
Yeah.
You know, simple. It might protect, it might bring down claims. Because at the end of the day, PJ, it's me and you are paying for all this. This is why insurance claims, your insurance is so high.
Yeah.
So it's through the roof as it is. You know, so like the security features you can get for these cars, a steering wheel lock, a gear stick and handbrake lock,
yeah,
a dead switch, and a GPS tracker.
Yeah. You can get an immobiliser fitted too, can't you, if you know a mechanic or a garage?
You can, yeah. You know, like, you have to prevent these young fellas from taking the car.
Mm.
If you have these things in the car, they might just turn away and walk away, do you know?
Yeah, particularly the steering wheel lock or the crook lock, the old-fashioned thing like a walking stick with two hooks on it. They won't take the chance of trying to break into that car, but they'll move on to one around the corner. You're not going to stop them trying, but might stop trying on your car.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know, like, the message needs to get out there to protect these cars, because they're being stolen left, right and centre all over the city at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, even if it's the case of just popping the bonnet and disconnecting the battery.
Yeah.
You know, like, at least when they're going into hot wire it or whatever they do, you know, at least they won't be able to get the car going.
Yeah.
Slow them down, you know.
Because they're doing it in a couple of minutes. They're getting good at it. They know what to do. They know the cars to go for. And once they're into the car, they're away.
Yeah, that's it, Peter. Like, the minute they have the car door open, they'll have that car started within 3 minutes and gone. Do you know, that's how quick it is. And you know, you'll wake up no more and you'll go out to jump into your car to go to work and you've no car there.
Yeah.
They're scratching their head going, what happened there? Do you know, it's amazing, like, people are unaware of it, and garages that are selling these cars should be letting the customers know that there is no security in these vehicles.
Hmm.
So, you know, people need to be aware of this.
Because they are popular, grand little cars, but they have this particular flaw in them. And you said, it's a good point you make about the insurance companies, that the insurance company, when they insure the car by model, they're going to know this too, aren't they?
Well, the insurance companies know it, and I don't know why. They're not sending notices out to the customers that you have a Japanese import, and please consider to put in security. It's helpful in the long run because everybody is suffering from it.
Yeah.
Mary's car might get robbed across the road, but it's suffering everyone then.
Yeah.
Because everyone's driving and everyone's paying the insurance on all their own cars, and insurance premiums are going through the roof over it.
That's right. And then Mary's car is burnt out and we're paying the premium on that. And
yeah. But, you know, like, the big thing here now, this morning, PJ, is that at least someone learns from this.
Yeah.
You know? And if they have a Japanese import, get some sort of security into that car.
Yeah. Obviously, an alarm system, you had one of these crook locks and a dead switch. Explain to people, well, what is a dead switch?
A dead switch, you need to turn on. It's a switch in the car. You can put the dead switch anywhere within the car. You as the owner will only know where that dead switch is. So if that dead switch is off and you go to start the ignition, the car won't start.
Yes.
But if you flip the switch and turn it on, the car will start for you.
Is that something you can put in yourself, or should you go to a garage and get it put in?
You can do it yourself, or you can go to a garage. The cost is small, PJ.
You're probably best bet with the insurance to go to a garage and get them to do it rather than try and do it yourself, I'd say. Yeah, but you can do it yourself.
You can do it yourself, yeah. But I'm just hoping that your listeners will take it on board if they have a Japanese import.
Yeah.
Put the security into these cars, because they're being robbed left, right and centre around the whole city.
The video is being posted. We've got some pictures and some videos there. There's a gang on TikTok boasting about this. We've got a serious problem, don't we, Paul? Just a side issue. We've got a serious problem with teenagers involved in crime.
It's a massive problem, Peter. Massive. Do you know, they're going around boasting on TikTok, having a great laugh. But, you know, it'll be a great laugh till one of them ends up in a box. You know, they might wake up then. Do you know, but look, hopefully someone listening to this might have a Japanese import and they might go away and get the security put into their cars, you know, and take it on board.
Paul, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
You too, PJ. Bye. Thanks very much.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.